Anna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. I'll wait another minute to start just to give. To begin, today is going to make the connection for the sixth month, which is the handout can be found by following this procedure. Go to the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every SM webpage. It's also on mobile devices, maybe at the bottom of the page.
Marker.
When you go to that link, you scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, about two-thirds of the way down. The link above that, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the days of Nisan, the first days of Nisan. When you open up that link, scroll to where you will find day number 6, and open up that link, and that is where we will begin. I'm getting a little bit of static, so I would appreciate it if you mute your phones by pressing *6. I'm going to start with the L'shem Yehud, and then we will start reading from today's handout. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin te bit hilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu. Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu alei lemaasei yadeinu kareneh alei lemaasei yadeinu karenehu. Rosh Chodesh Elul. For this current year of 5778 will be evening of August 10th and will last until the sunset of August 12th. Indicating a two-day Rosh Chodesh. The actions that you do today will impact, either positively or negatively, the month of Elul in the year 5778. Be consciously aware of that as much as you can today, so that you only do positive actions. The first step is to connect to the permutation for the month of Elul for the two names, Hashem's name, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, and the name Echieh, Aleph-Heh Yud-Heh. The permutations are as follows. Hey-Heh Vav He Yud, He He Yud Aleph. join me in making this connection. Hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, please join me now in saying the Anabakar, or we will stop at the sixth verse to make the connection to the letters of the month of Elul. Anabakoa Gedu. Gimel Yutah Sabi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Hufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kiva Shamwe Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kash Rem Rachame Sikat Shamwe Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Na'el Adatecha Petkuf Petet Nunayim Yachid Geyeh Ramcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf The letters of the month of Elul are the letters Resh and Yud. The letter Resh created the planet Kochav, Mercury. Mercury is going retrograde today. That's just an aside. When Mercury goes retrograde, you're and there are other impacts to a retrograde Mercury. A lot of things from your past will reemerge in your life, people you haven't heard from. These are just indications to you of tikkunim that you had an opportunity and you weren't successful. As I was saying, the Resh created the letter, or the planet Kohav, which is Mercury. But it's interesting to note that the name Kohav gets translated as a star. So Mercury is the planet that is a star. Maybe it's indicating that Mercury is the closest to the sun, which is a star. Or it may have many other meanings. Kohav is spelled Kaf Vav, Kaf Bet. Kaf Vav has a numerical value of 26, representing the light, representing Hashem's name. Kaf Bet is 22, representing all of the vessels, essentially all of the letters, the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Resh and Yud together have a gematria of 210. 210 is the same as the Hebrew word redu, Resh, Dalet, Vav. Redu translates as to go down, as in Abraham, goes down to Egypt. But the real message of that is the number of years that the children of Israel spent in Egypt after Jacob went down. They spent 210 years developing a nation, growing to be a nation of 600,000 families, growing to be a nation. This is the energy of the month of Elul, which is the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the Virgo, the astrological sign. Of Virgo, which really is, I believe it's Latin, it may be Greek, but it's essentially the energy of a virgin. What is the energy of a virgin? It's the purity. The month of Elul is the opportunity to do teshuvah, in order to reach purity, purification. The relationships of the Sefer Yetzirah. The name of the month of Elul is an acronym for the verse from the Song of Songs, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. And it's also an acronym for many other verses, all dealing with the same concept. The verse translates, as I am to my beloved, as my beloved is to me. It represents the metaphor of the love between the children of Israel and Hashem. It also represents the love between Hashem and the children of Israel. During Elul, the energy of the Creator seems to be easier to access. This allows us to do our teshuvah, returning to the Creator. It makes it easier to do teshuvah. But that does not mean you need to wait till Elul. You can do teshuvah now. That's what your spring cleaning, your Pesach cleaning, is all about. Cleaning the chametz, where your ego has been allowed to grow too far. Where your ego is separating you from Hashem. That's what Pesach cleaning is about. And that's a form of teshuvah. The donation, the offering by the Manasi, the prince of the tribe of is Eliasaph ben Deuel. And we will read about his offering. It starts at verse 42 in the Parasha of Naso, in the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah. And it's verse 42 in chapter 7 of the book of Numbers, Bamidbar. And I will read it, these verses to you, as this is the ritual to connect to the Torah, to connect to the tribes. Maybe your soul is from the tribe of God. Gimel Dalet. Maybe it's from this, your soul is from another tribe. Vayom Hashishi Nasili Begad El Yasah Ben Deuel Karbanei Da'ara Yetzef Achat Shloshim Umea Mishkala Mizmak Echad Kesef Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh Shnehem Meleim Solet Belulav Hashemen Lemincha Kaf Achat Asara Zahav Melea Ketoret Par Echad Ben Bakar Ayil Echad Keves Echad Ben Shenato Leola Seir Izim Echad Lechatat Uzevach Hashlamim Bakar Shenayim Elim Chamisha Atudim Chamisha Kevasim B'nei Shana Chamisha Ze Karban El Yasah Ben Deuel. We're now going to connect to the links of the names. The more we learn about the names, the more we learn about the attributes of the month of Elul. The first name will be the name God, one of the progenitors of the tribe, one of the sons of the handmaids. His name is spelled Gimel Dalad. In reverse order, it's spelled Dag, a fish. We pronounce it similar to the English word God, G-O-D. But it is not. And we need to always differentiate that when we say that word. God is a male name. Some people think its origin is Arabic. And its meaning is to be happy, it's to be fortunate, it's good luck to be named God. It also means a warrior or a military troop or just a troop. But it also has a Hebrew shoresh, a origin being Hebrew. Male, it means luck. Coriander, happy, fortunate, troop, and warrior. And it also has a similar name as a Native American from the tribe of Navajo. And its meaning in that language is juniper tree. The blessing for someone named God is a happy personality and a fruitful life will be his great gifts. Another blessing is just the word or if, spelled Vav Aleph. A word is Dag, meaning fish. Another word is lost. Aleph Bet Dalet, Aved. A third word is rock. When you use the Atbash letter substitutions, Aleph is substituted for Taf and Bet for Shin. God becomes Rock, meaning just, only, but, except, least, or indeed. Another word is Kar, meaning cold, chilly, frigid. Kar comes from an Atbash substitution of the word dog, but in the reverse order. A phrase, Abba Bo, Father comes. The Shoresh is Gimel Dalet Dalet, meaning to congregate, to pick dates in modern Hebrew, to cut or to chop. There are the first one has six words which connects to Zeron Pim, to the spiritual level. Concealed in this verse, or not really concealed, are some code words, because the English translation is the children also of Noth and Tafanis feed upon the crown of thy head. There are 22 letters indicating that God is a complete vessel, all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. The name Eliasaph is also male. Its origin is Hebrew, and its meaning is augmenting God. And when you think about it, how do you augment God? How do you add something to God? So there is no blessing. The word is restrain from Joshua chapter 12, Aleph Peg, Huf. Another word, the same word, has the meaning of bed in the first Kings, Chapter 6. A phrase, Mikal Meakal, from all food. And the Shoresh, Yud Samach Pei, Yosof, means to increase, to augment, to repeat, to continue, to appreciate currency. The energy verses. There are 15 energy verses. The first verse17 words indicating goodness, Tov. 58 letters connects to the name Noah, meaning comfort. It connects also in the reverse order, Tet Nun. It connects to the phrase concealed wisdom. The name Deuel has it's a male name. It comes from Hebrew and it translates as knowledge of God. The word is Aleph, Aleph Lamed He, to ascend, to go up, to rise, to climb. Ha'adama Kol, all of the earth. Its shorish is Yada, Yud Dalet Ayin, meaning of know, to perceive, to consider, to understand, to concern. And in modern Hebrew, it's used in the vernacular to have sexual relations with. I hope you're getting a sense of how different is modern Hebrew from biblical Hebrew. Energy verses. There are seven verses that connect to the name De'uel. The first verses, the first verse, I'm sorry, is part of the blessing of the tribe of Dan. It has six words, again, connecting to Zeranpin. And 22 letters, connecting to all of the energy of the 22 Hebrew letters. We are returning to our original page where we will look at the consciousness of these exact same offerings brought by all of the Nasi'im, all of the princes, all of the leaders of the tribes. The tribe of God brought this, his offering, as an allusion to the Exodus from Egypt, including all things that happened from the time of entry to Egypt until the Exodus. The implication of this consciousness is the tribe of God, the tribe of Elul, is relating to all of your history. That's why the Teshuvah is in the month of Elul. It's easier because the energy is to look back in order to grow forward. The silver bowl. Eliasaph ben Deuel brought the silver bowl with the consciousness of alluding to Jochebed, the mother of Moshe, who was mentioned in the Torah as having been divorced from Amram. And then Amram remarried her at the instigation of Miriam. The various words used in the Torah allude to these aspects, including that Amram was eager to remarry her, and it was Miriam, Moshe's sister, was the instigator of the remarriage by prophesying that Amram would father the Redeemer through Jochebed. The silver bowl of 130 shekels.
did we get disconnected?
You may come back on in a minute.
You may not know.
Huh? Yeah, you may not know.
I'll get off and send a quick.
Okay.
I have returned.
Okay.
The Super Bowl is a thank you. The Super Bowl is 130 shekels. And this alludes to the fact that Jochebed was 130 years old when she had when Moshe was born from her womb. How do we know? The Torah lists 69 dames that went down to Egypt, but states that there were 70 souls who went down to Egypt. Jochebed was between the walls in her mother's uterus and thus was born in Egypt. Moshe was 80 years old at the redemption, as the Torah states, and the length of that exile is 210 years. 210 minus 80 is 130. The basin he brought is 70 shekels. Basin in Hebrew is mizrach, which is cognate, sounds like the Hebrew word mizrach, which means cast. And this alludes, hints to Moshe, who the Torah says was cast into the Nile. Why was it 70 shekels? To hint to the 70 elders who received the ability to prophesy from Moshe, as the Torah states. The overall meaning of the bowl, there was no specific consciousness given in the Midrash. For some of the Nasim, there was an overall meaning to the bowl and basin. The gold ladle of 10 shekels, the word kaf, meaning ladle as well as palm, alludes to the hand of Moshe, who smote the Egyptians with 10 plagues. The 10 shekels alludes to the 10 plagues with which the Egyptians were smitten. A young bull, as an ola, a ram as an ola, and a sheep as an ola. There are three species brought as an ola to allude to the three good characteristics of the children of Egypt, children of Israel, which kept these three good characteristics in Egypt. They did not change their names. They did not change their languages. And they kept themselves away from unchastity. As was later proved when they were tested with the waters of Sota at the waters of Mara, as testified by the Zohar in the Parasha of Beshalach. Remember the story of the waters of Mara? Yara, that Moses cast a tree into the waters and it made it sweet. Essentially, that was the waters of Sota for every one of the Jews who left Egypt. I should say the children of Israel. Every one of the children of Israel were tested by the waters of the Sota, involved with the waters of Mara, and the tree, which is the tree of life, being thrown into the bitter waters to make them sweet. I suggest you read the Zohar for that impact. It's really powerful. Another thought regarding the Olas, one might consider how much farther our generation has fallen than the generation who was redeemed from Egypt by comparing the three items that were the cause of the redemption from Egypt. They didn't change their names. We don't use our Hebrew names mostly. When I started to learn Kabbalah as a personal choice, I started to use my Hebrew name, Hanoch ben Yaakov. I used it everywhere, in business, in the streets, in friends, family. That was my choice. And I think in that merit is why I was given permission and given the opportunity to learn and to teach the Kabbalah. They did not change their languages. They spoke Hebrew, but they also spoke the languages of the lands that they lived in before going down to Egypt. They interacted with seven different nations while they lived in the land of Canaan. They spoke those languages also. And they kept themselves away from unchastity, meaning sexual immorality. I don't think we can say that about our generation. People in Egypt had fallen to the 49th level of negativity prior to the redemption. How much further have we fallen in our generation? Baruch Hashem for Hashem's unconditional promise to redeem us, even as we have fallen further than our earlier incarnations when we were redeemed from Egypt. How can we bring ourselves back from this current level of negativity prior to the final redemption is a question to ask ourselves, each one of us. A male goat as a sin offering alludes to the Paschal sacrifice, which was offered in Egypt as an indication of withdrawal from idolatry. For Israel were idol worshippers in Egypt, and the divine attribute of justice would not allow their being redeemed until they had withdrawn from idolatry. The peace offering of two cattle, five rams, five he-goats, and five sheep from the first year. The two cattle alludes to Jacob and Joseph, in whose merit the people were redeemed from Egypt. And an alternative to that is that it alludes to Moshe and Aaron, who performed the miracles and the wonders that created the redemption, or accompanied the redemption would be a better description. There are three species to allude to the three patriarchs, in whose merit the redemption takes place. And the 15 animals alludes to the 15th day of Nisan, which is the day of the redemption, the day of our Seders. That's the end of our class. for today. Sorry for the dropped call. If anybody has any questions, please ask. There will be two classes this evening. One will be at 4:30, and it will continue our deeper Zohar classes into the Parashah of Noah. We're at section 32 today. We begin it. And our 7 o'clock class will be a Zohar class for the Parashah of Tzav. I would also like to mention that in about 10 days or thereabouts, we will be beginning the count of the Omer. And it is my plan to meet each night at a specific time during the Omer, except for Friday night, being Shabbat, to count the Omer and to utilize the handout from the YHWH web pages. But I would like indication of the people who would want to participate generally, not every day, no commitment to every day, no commitment even to once, but generally if you have the thought to participate, what time of would you like to see that class? Please send me an email with your choice. I'd appreciate that. It will help me guide when is the best time to have that class. Do you want me to include it in the 7 o'clock class, or do you want me to do it earlier? I wish you all a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol, much, much peace and serenity in your lives. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Shalom to all.